Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome to episode 25 of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I am your host, Wendy. Today's actually going to be a quick one. I just really wanted to share something that's been on my heart lately and something I've been wanting to say, and I just haven't been able to find the words to say it until this morning. I am reaching the end of the last cohort of students who went through toxin-free in 3. We are wrapping up the last few students, and as part of that program, we do a one-on-one, a 60-minute one-on-one Zoom call together. And there's some themes that I'm noticing. There are two kinds of conversations that I'm having with people. One of them is the majority of students, which makes me really happy. They get on these calls and they're just so excited and so happy, and they have found products that they love. They feel proud that they're using products that are cleaner. They feel more secure in providing a safe home for their kids. You know, they're talking to me about finding hydroxyapatite toothpaste that their 5-year-old loves, and we're celebrating wins because seriously, it's so hard to get a 5-year-old to brush your teeth, but let alone brush your teeth with toothpaste that's actually safe and toxin-free. And there's just this joyous nature about these conversations, and I love it. But I have had a handful of people where we've gotten on these Zoom calls and they seem anxious and overwhelmed. And the common thread in all of those conversations is that these students feel like they're not doing enough, or they're not doing it right, or they maybe purchased products that they're using every day, but they don't totally love them. And there's just this feeling of stress in the air. And that is absolutely not the goal of embracing a more toxin-free, holistic lifestyle. And what I said to these students was, look, this isn't a diet. We're not on a diet. We're not like cutting calories. We're not eating foods that are low fat and have no sugar that we hate, that we're just kind of pretending that we like, because you know you do that. I have done that in the past. You know, this is a lifestyle. This is a long-term, forever lifestyle. And that takes time. It takes time to find products you love. It takes time to understand your priorities and what matters to you, but it also takes time to fall in love with it, to really feel, and I know this sounds corny, but happy, like really happy. Like people who are living a more toxin-free life and a more holistic life should be happy. I love this definition. I actually looked up, what is the definition of holistic living? And it says, it means taking care of your entire self, mind, body, emotions, and soul. It's having the awareness that each of these areas connect and influence one another. And I love that because it's so true. If you are at the grocery store and you are walking the aisles and you're trying to find laundry detergent and you just cannot find one that is free of all of the chemicals and the toxins that are on my toxic 20, and so you're so deflated and you grab something, and every time you use it, you think about, oh my God, this is full of toxins. This is terrible for me. I'm poisoning my family. These are words I've heard out of people. So I'm not trying to be dramatic. These are thoughts that go through people's heads. And there's so much shame associated with not doing things perfect or not doing things right. And I am here to tell you, you do not have to do things the way other people do them. Your way of living has to align with you, with your personal needs, with your emotional needs, with your family's needs, your financial situation, your ability to take in new information, and to adjust to change, which is really hard for people. I talk about this. I think it's the episode I did on fragrance. Maybe it's episode number 2. We have been so manipulated by these companies that these really strong synthetic scents equal clean. So your house isn't clean if it doesn't smell like Pine Sol or lemons and these really strong scents that manipulate our noses and the advertising that convinces us, that doesn't just go away, right? So some people, when they switch to toxin-free cleaning products, they're like, it doesn't smell clean. And it takes a lot of time to get used to that. And that's why I tell people, you know, put some essential oils that you love the smell of into whatever cleaning product you've chosen until it smells a way that you're more familiar with and you can slowly move away from it. But that emotional reaction is very real. And you want your home to smell clean. There is nothing better than walking into a clean home. As a mom of two kids, you know, we have a house cleaner that comes every 2 weeks, and I know how privileged I am that I have that. But when I come back into the house after, you know, everything's vacuumed and my blinds are clean and my windows are clean, it's like taking a deep breath. All the stress from the day just goes away, and my mental and emotional health is better. So I don't want your need to feel like you have to be perfect to stop you from progress. Better is still better. And I know that I deep dive on ingredients and I provide lots of options for you for having the cleanest options available. But if you're walking through Target and that's where you need to grab your products, so you grab some Honest Company makeup or maybe those big bottles of Jason brand body soap and some Shea Moisture shampoo, you know, these things may not be perfect. You may not find them on my shopping guide, but they are so much better than the conventional garbage that's out there sitting on those shelves that you walked past and you didn't grab. That is a win in and of itself, and you should celebrate that. And there certainly shouldn't be any shame in that either. There are toxins everywhere, and I'm here to tell you that you cannot avoid them all, and you shouldn't even try. Our bodies are amazing. They're self-healing machines, and we can handle being exposed to toxins. The problem with our generation and over the last 50 years with all of this chronic illness is the massive overflow and exposure of toxins. So anything that you can do to reduce that exposure is good. You have to find what works for you. You have to be you. You have to enjoy your life. Create what you want. Whatever is right for you is right for you. It's been really enlightening and amazing to get to know all of my toxin-free and three students over the last 3 months, and I am beyond excited that doors are opening for our next cohort on August 1st. This course has evolved over time. It used to be just this, you know, mini email course that I gave to my Young Living customers, and now it's grown into this amazing roadmap to creating a toxin-free life that you actually love. We go through ingredients, what they are, what they mean, and what the issue is with them. I teach you how to read labels. So if you're in grocery stores like Target, you know exactly what you're looking for. You learn how to prioritize. What are your highest exposures? And what are the things you can do that gives you the biggest bang for your buck? And then we deep dive into topics you probably, you know, didn't even think about, like maybe what you're using outside on your lawn, your pesticides, your insect repellents, how to find clean cookware and bakeware and things for your kitchen. I go through what makes drinking water filters different and why one is better than the other. We talk about skincare. I go through all the reasons why swapping to toxin-free shampoo is so freaking hard and what you can do to make the transition easier. It's 12 weeks, it's 12 lessons, and at the end of 3 months, you are an expert on what you need to reduce your toxin load in your home. You have a plan and you know what's important to you, and that is what matters to me. If you want to get on the wait list, which by the way, the wait list is going to get first dibs on spots for Toxin Free and 3. So 48 hours before August 1st, it will open up to the wait list. So if you want to get on the wait list, hop on over to www.toxinfreein3, that's number 3.com, and get on the wait list. I can't wait to get to know you, to meet you, and find out what matters to you. That is a wrap for this week's episode. Take care, and I'll see you next week. You, my friend, have officially finished another episode of the Detox Dilemma podcast. And if you want more, head over to wendycatherine.com to get all the show notes and links to discount codes from our amazing partners. If you're looking for something specific to help you detox your home, make sure you check out my toxin-free shopping guide at toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. It's organized by category and makes detoxing your home simple. I'll see you next week. And until then, I hope your life is getting just a little less toxic.